no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more.
Today I want to jumpstart for you miracles. I want to jumpstart the idea of miracles. Miracles are something that we talk about a lot. George Carlin jokes about them a lot, you know, when something goes well, it's a miracle. I remember that when family members were sick and their illnesses were diagnosed by the physicians, which was great, and their course of actions were dictated by the physicians, which was the way it should be. And many times I would see a family member just come back. I remember one time when my mom had a heart attack, first day of ministerial school, my very first day, I was sitting there nervous, looking around all these other adults who wanted to be ministers. And they came in and told me that my mom had had a heart attack. When I came, I flew immediately to South Carolina. When I got there, I was told that she had had a serious heart attack, a really bad one. She would probably not recover. A friend of mine who's a cardiac surgeon and actually the head of cardiology at the hospital, old fraternity brother of mine, said that he looked at all of her reports and that about 2/3 of her heart had been blown out, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And so everybody basically prepared for her to die, but some of us did not. Some of us just refused to, and it wasn't just a lack of acceptance. It was a true faith and belief that she could heal. Well, number one, turned out she didn't blow out 2/3 of her heart. She'd had a rather severe heart attack that damaged her heart. But as hearts do, she actually grew, her heart actually grew veins and stuff around the damaged area and continued to work, and she lived for another 10 years. Now, the doctor said, it's a miracle. You know, whenever they can't explain someone being healed, it's a miracle. And I love that because they actually acknowledge that miracles exist. The thing is, we don't go looking for miracles, and so oftentimes we don't find miracles. So I want to encourage you today to actually look for miracles. Now, I want to be, you know, I could be all rainbows and sunshine and go and just look for miracles, and more important, be a miracle. But I want to be a lot more practical about this thing. And I want to share with you one of the best explanations of what miracles are. Decades ago, it was 1993, so I was 33 years old. And I was working for a radio station in Charlotte, North Carolina, and our receptionist had these audio cassettes sitting on her desk, and I asked if I could borrow them and listen to them. And it was amazing. It was A Return to Love by Marianne Williamson. Now, a lot of people, she's almost become a joke and a trope nowadays, but Marianne Williamson had a lot of really profound and important things to say. They were certainly cutting edge in the idea that human beings looking at themselves as purely spiritual, driven by love, pretty amazing concept. But the point I'm trying to make is that all of Marianne Williamson's stuff is straight out of The Course in Miracles. The Course in Miracles is what is known as a channeled writing. It is believed that the person was divinely inspired to write this, just like other works like, literally, Conversations with God by Neil Donald Walsh and others. Anyway, this is the Course in Miracles textbook. I have had it for many, 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 many years. Oh, wow, there's a article from 1993 in my book. Wow, how interesting is that? Anyway, the point of the Course in Miracles, when we think of miracles, we think of Jesus doing miracles. And on a very metaphysical sense, that is absolutely true. Okay. However, this idea of turning water into wine, which was Jesus' first miracle. Jesus' very first miracle was he turned water into booze at a wedding in Cana. That idea of a miracle is what we tend to hold out, and we hope, if we truly did expect, that would activate the power of faith. But if we expect things to work out, if we expect things to go a certain way, then they are far more highly likely to go. And that brings us back to the Course in Miracles definition of what a miracle is. A miracle is not turning water into wine. It's not bringing Lazarus from the dead. It is seeing things differently. Let me say that again. The miracle is when you see things differently. I don't know about you, but there have been many times in my life when I have struggled with a situation or a person or an issue or a physical challenge or whatever it is, and it just seems to go on and on and on, and I'll feel like cursed by it. You know, I actually feel kind of cursed, like this is never going to improve, this is never going to get better. And that's the problem. The miracle is when I shift and truly, truly, truly at my core believe as strongly that it is going to be resolved, that it is going to be worked out, that it's going to work out in a positive way, the way I would hope or want for myself and or others. That's the miracle. And that is something we can cultivate. Now, why did I say that Jesus performed miracles? And that his physical healing of other people and changing and manifest changing of matter, that was related to the Course in Miracles definition of miracles, which is seeing things differently. And I remember one day in ministerial school, one of our instructors telling us that it might be something to consider that it wasn't so much Jesus sent out this power that changed things. And by the way, you don't have to, this is not a Christian talk. This is using Jesus as an example and a way show or a metaphor. But that Jesus didn't so much emote this healing power as Jesus literally in his own mind was able to see people healed and the power of his seeing them as healed inspired them to see themselves as healed, and they were then in turn healed. That may have been the power. The bottom line is, I don't think that Jesus necessarily saw people as broken, or he saw their physical anomalies as almost like a belief that needed to be changed. And in his presence, his belief was so strong that they were already whole and complete. By the way, the word heal means whole. If you look up the etymology of the word heal and whole have the same etymology. It means to be made whole again. And in his mind, things were so whole, these people were so whole, that they became healed. Just something for you to consider. So my question for you is for today, I hear a police car going by. I'm sure you do as well. Anyway, my question for you today is, can you create a miracle? Can you begin to see something that has been a struggle for you differently? One of the things that I do is I literally try and give thanks for whatever it is. I'm going through a divorce. I'm giving thanks. Our income is down 50% from last year because I'm not out speaking. I give thanks. And when I give thanks, I find reasons to have given thanks. I started out earlier when addressing Cindy's question about the complaint-free trainer program. If we had not had this quarantine, I would not have created the meditation program, which is so many people are talking about how much it's helping their lives. And it's this tight group of people, and we'd love to have you as part of it. But I had to first kind of give thanks and say, okay, what can I do during this time of quarantine? And created these jump starts, etc. If I had just sat around, been resentful, and hadn't bathed, hadn't shaved, and watched Netflix all day, then I would not have been able to connect with all of you. And I'm going to talk more about that in just a moment. But first, I want to give you all a chance to chime in. So let me see. Liz Schmidt says, check the meditation group out for sure. Cindy Cahill Benson says, thanks, Will. How many people will you be having in your program? Was getting ready to email you back, but thought they might as well ask you here. Cindy, I know that we have had over 300 people apply to be a complaint-free certified trainer. I want to set the program up so that we can have video training as well as live training as well as support. So it's going to be a combination of all of those things. Those things being said, I want to have 10,000 trainers out there in the world. Do I want them out there right now? No. Do I want the wrong people out there? Absolutely not. So I really don't know the answer to your question. I do know that we want to be selective. That's important because the people who become complaint-free certified trainers, that solves it. I'm definitely moving this mic stand. They literally have my brand and my name to go out and to share this program with other people. So I'm giving them my stamp of approval. Had a hard time connecting with you this morning. Late start. Good morning, says Linda Farrell. Glad to have you here. If you're new or a seasoned meditator, it'll help you. Oh, thank you, Liz. Nice of you to comment further on the complaint-free meditation program. So listen, I want to talk to you about the impetus of my creating this. And then I'm going to say goodbye because we're going to do our meditation in 10 minutes in the complaint-free meditation group. So, the other day I was journaling and I was thinking about the virus, and I was thinking about how my life has changed during this virus. And I always joke and say my life hasn't changed at all because I basically sit here at home and I read and I write and I work. But I would go out to restaurants and I would go to yoga classes and I would go to the gym and I'd go to Toastmasters meetings and all of those things disappeared. And of course, it's just me and Teddy here. So I began to feel pretty lonely and was thinking about that. And then I realized that one morning, right as things were starting to shut down, I was sitting outside under the tiki hut and I aimed my phone towards me and I decided to do my jump start live. And every morning, so many of you are here. And this is going to be hard for me to say, but the miracle that's happened in my life is you. It has been having this daily connection with you. And when you click in and say good morning, and I recognize you, and when you're not here, I miss you. And I just feel like I've made a whole bunch of strong connections with some really important people. And it's an honor to lead these for you and with you every morning. But what really has been a miracle in my life was my attempt to just try and do something to help people get through the virus, and realizing that what I was doing was I was helping myself get through the virus. I want to try something. I'm going to close my eyes. I'm not looking at my screen. And I'm going to just see something. Jerome, Mark, Cynthia, Lisa, Lynn, Daniel, Miyuki, Trish, Michelle, Lisa, did I say Lisa yet? And I know, Vivian, Victoria, and I know I'm leaving so many of you out. But those are the first people who come to my mind every morning when I get out of bed. You and the rest of them. And I'm sorry, I knew I would forget some, but that was just from my memory. That when my eyes open in the morning, my feet hit the floor, I think of you. And it's so great to have you there, giving me the opportunity to be here to share the miracle that brought us together. And so thank you for that. All right, we've got 6 minutes, and I've got to upload a high-quality version of this to my YouTube channel. So thank you all. Bless you very much. I'll real quick read your comments. Janet Robinson joined. Janet says, good morning. Good to see you, Janet. Cynthia says, join us after this great message in our meditation group. You're being invited, everybody. A wonderful way to continue moving towards a positive daily lifestyle. Diana says, my first day here. So glad you're here, Diana. Welcome. We're here every weekday morning. We also have a meditation group at 8:30 Eastern time, which is in about 6 minutes. Glad you're here. It's very uplifting, says Linda. Thank you for being here, says Lene. Mark says, thank you for being a miracle. Cynthia Barcher says, likewise, Will, we are all miracles for each other. Victoria sends hearts and love. Sherry says, thank you, Will. Sherry, I'm sorry I forgot your name. Lisa Bartels, you are my inspiration every day. Thank you. Hillary Hunt Robertson says, thank you. And Gail, I apologize for getting your name. All right, everybody, I will see the complaint-free meditators in 5 minutes. I will, as always, check to see if we've had anybody sign up who wishes to be admitted to the group. It takes just moments to sign up. You get 30 days free. And as I have shared many, many, many times, the amazing thing about this group is almost 100% of the people who have purchased this group or purchase this program show up every single day. Did you hear me? Every single day. That should tell you something. All right, everybody. Love you all. See you tomorrow. Take care. Bye-bye.
No more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high. Creating a complaint-free world. No more.